B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Who are they talking to?
This restaurant down the street on Sunday. I go in.
I'm fine.
It's half full. Lady tells me 45 minute wait. I scream at her. 20 seats available. Turn around and walk out. Like, people are rude.
Come on, rude boy, boy. Yeah, can you get it up?
That wasn't come on. I was more pissed at her than I think. Yeah, she probably left work thinking that guy was rude. Like, Sharon took the kids there and said, you know, we're going to eat here. And you couldn't sit me on a Sunday? Place half empty? You're going to tell me sit down, take a number? Here, have one of these vibrating things? How about no? How about I'm going to go to Five Guys, give them my money? Excellent decision on my part, by the way.
Okay.
Did not disappoint.
Okay.
Yep.
Very good.
So she could stick that one in her ear.
Okay. I'm sure she's really upset about it.
She's ruining the day. To this day.
Give my money someone else. Like, people are rude. Told you.
617-779-0985. George and Tewksbury on South Dakota. What do you got on South Dakota?
How you doing, sir? Let me just say, I like to call up about once every 6 months and say, you guys are awesome. I have to say that. But I'll tell you, when you look at South Dakota, the only thing going on in South Dakota, other than just driving through it, is that it's booming for the oil industries and stuff, and, you know, whether it's natural gas or oil. So they have these little tent cities. The people that go there, they go there 6 months at a time. And the one or two days they have off on all the time, they're looking to try to scoop women or drink booze the whole time and rowdy partying. The people that are living in, the 10 people that are living in that state don't want them there, you know. That's all it is.
I've heard something about this and how some of the towns have transformed, not so much permanently, but on a temporary basis,
yeah,
from the rapid influx of industry and the people they need to come in, and whether it's to do pipelines, like he said, something to do with the oil, and, you know, come and take over, work hard, play hard, and, you know, be on your way. But it's you know, temporary in a lot of cases.
Well, South Dakota finished 20th on the list. It says South Dakota is full of vibrant, forward-looking communities, filled with engaged and friendly people. Even in big cities here, people will openly chat to strangers about everything from the weather to football. That sounds so awful.
Hey, hold on.
That sounds terrible.
Well,
you want to talk about the weather today? No, leave me the F alone.
That state, Oregon, they like to pump their tires. It's like being like Portland and all that. Like, we're nice to everybody.
Yeah.
We're the gateway to the Northwest. It's not really Washington. Where's Portland? Where does Oregon?
The gateway to the Northwest.
Well, to Washington. Like, you know, everybody thinks, oh, you go to Washington to hang out. You know, that borders on North America. We're close to Vancouver.
I think Oregon State. You know, Oregon State.
We're really the gateway.
Gateway to Yakima. I think that's what it says on their license plate.
Was it Oregon or Oregon?
Oregon.
Oregon.
Yeah, kind of do like two
I used
syllables.
To call it Oregon. I used to drive Bledsoe for crazy.
It says about South
where
Dakota.
Where's Oregon come in on that list?
The people here practically define the meaning of Midwest nice in South Dakota.
Midwest nice.
So Oregon is 24th on the list.
So wow. One of Marcy's college roommates.
It says Oregon is well known as a state where people are nice to strangers.
One of Marcy's good friends, or one of her college roommates, is from South Dakota. And she moved back to South Dakota, and her husband is from South Dakota. And they come and visit us every once in a while. First time they were here, took me to Dunkies down on Washington Street.
You told me this story.
Right?
You told me this.
Dave Hosmer is the guy's name.
Took you to where?
Probably listening.
Dunkies. Yeah. Told me the story.
What's
Dunkin'.
Oh, Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin'.
Okay.
Are you from? This is why people say you're not from here.
Who calls it Dunkies?
Okay.
My God.
I thought that was like some diner chain.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Yeah.
You call it Dunkies?
Yes.
Yes, everybody's nodding. We got a staff of 20 here. Everybody's nodding.
You people are strange.
So you need to go back to Western PA.
So we're going
to
go down and get coffee, right?
Yeah, outsider.
Take Dave with me, right? And this is the Dunkies in Rozzy where people stop and they're way down to, like, Forest Hills. They're getting coffee, maybe,
Yeah, well, definitely getting coffee. Maybe like a muffin or just something, but it's like, quick. Boom,
they are barking
boom,
out orders.
Let's go, right?
And the crew behind the counter has probably been doing it for a decade plus.
Right.
And that thing is like a well-oiled machine.
And it's
coffee-making machine back
right
there.
It's mostly blue-collar, but it's Roslindale people. It's like, let's go. We got stuff to do, and it's probably not going to be fun. This is, at 7:22 in the morning, the best part of my day, right? Getting my coffee. Let's not screw this up, and let's expedite the situation. I take South Dakota Dave in there with me.
Oh, boy.
And we're in line, but the line's moving because, again, you walk in, it's 10 deep. You're going to be up there in about 30 seconds.
Let's go.
And he gets up there, and he stares up at the board. He says, let's see. What do I want? I'm like, just order coffee. Just order. Now, I heard other people saying regular. Does that mean regular as opposed to decaffeinated? And the woman is not even giving him like the slack-jawed look. She is like clenched jaw. Regular's too cream, too sugar. Do you want it or not? But, well, what is, and he's not picking up on the fact that, you know, she's not being friendly.
Well, is it a regular
coffee or decaf? He's not picking up on the cues.
Well,
no,
what's
he's
the
right
difference
he's
right.
What's the difference?
He's not picking up on the cues.
Between the flavoring and the swirl. Now, is one of them sweet? I'm like, Dave, just get a coffee. And finally, I just stepped. I said, he'll take a medium regular, and I'll have a medium blueberry ice. But thank you. He's like, oh, I don't know. It's like, you're getting it. Let's go. These people.
South Dakota Dave. Gosh,
I got stripped out of Philly.
Don't F me up in here. Don't F me up
I
in here.
I got standing in here, Dave. This is my neighborhood, Dave.
I walk in here.
I believe
they
it,
make my coffee before
right
I even get up there.
But when you're at, when you,
this
when
is
you're
my
out
neighborhood.
State, when I'm out of state ordering coffee, I order regular, and they never put it with sugar. That's regular or decaffeinated. That's the way it is outside of here. I went to Philly, and I got stripped down at a cheesesteak joint down there at Pat's and Gino's because I ordered a cheesesteak with cheese, with onions, with peppers. And they said, no, that's cheesesteak with. W-I-T, wit.
Wit. What about?
No. What about mushrooms? Well, you order wit. Wit mushrooms.
Wit.
You order wit with mushrooms. I'm like, okay, so that means fully loaded? Yes. Why can't you just order a normal cheesesteak? I want cheesesteak with cheese, onions,
may
peppers,
may I please
mushrooms
have a cheesesteak sandwich?
You want a cheese wit?
I want it with
and they
get on
pissed
the sandwich.
They get pissed. They get pissed.
Quickly, Billy and Lawrence. Billy.
Yes, Zolak. I'd like to compliment you on being so observant on the highway. It happens to me every day. I let someone go. They don't wait.
And I do it to be nice. Because so I really don't want to let the person go. Because I got a place
no
to go.
So what I do is I throw the finger at them.
Bingo.
As they go.
Double freedom rocket.
That's kid friendly.
Yeah. My kids say to me, because they're 15 and 17, Dad, you missed him. He didn't wave. Say thank you. I've got so pissed off at this situation.
Good for you.
That I don't even want to drive anymore.
I don't blame you. What are you going to do, ride the T? Ride the T with all those people that get off at North Station? And we sit there and stare? Those window lickers that we look at North Station when we're down there?
And I'd like to submit, Billy.
And all they're all running to go somewhere. Nobody's talking to anybody. It's the most miserable. This is really. And you wonder why some players don't want to come here and play.
I'd like to
submit. Because you come here, you ride the train, or you go sit in traffic, and people here are miserable.
I'd like to
try to go to Cape on a Friday.
Hey,
just try it once.
Let's submit that call as part of our evidence for why we should move up the list next year. Billy's so pissed off, he doesn't even want to drive. He doesn't want to drive anymore.
Somebody didn't wave me and turn me into a freaking hermit. Yeah. I won't leave the house.
Warrior calls are coming up next on this, as we've clearly excited people to talk about this. Look
it's either this or Chris Sell. What do you want to talk about?
No, I want to talk about this.
Yeah,
people
me too.
Clearly
you
want to talk about this, so yes, we'll do more of it next.
Thanks.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
All right. Zolak and Bertrand.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody, everybody.
617-779-0985. Let's go back to your phone calls. Brian's in Long Island. Brian.
Hey, guys. What's up, sir?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, so I lived in Massachusetts my whole life, 34 years, moved down to Long Island 8 months ago. Vito, I know you're hopeful that we can take the top spot from New York, but these people are garbage down here. We will never.
What town? What town in Long Island?
I live right outside of Queens Valley Stream.
Okay. Yeah, see, I was in Massapequa for a couple months, and man, driving that expressway too.
Oh,
the only time that they were nice to me. The only time they were nice to me.
I know this story.
Is when I was moving in my first day.
They weren't being
and
nice.
We were driving a moving van, a massive moving truck, and I had all my furniture in there, and we're driving down the middle of the highway, and everybody's rolling their windows down, and they're waving at us, and I'm honking, hank, hank, waving back.
Oh, nice.
Waving back, thumbs up.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, one of them, like, cut me off.
Oh.
And I'm like, what are you doing? We got a truck. He goes, dude, you're in the middle freaking lane driving down this expressway. You go to one of the other lanes, your top of your truck is gone. No trucks on the highway.
Going to get steroed.
I didn't know. I had no clue. All I did, I went right over the bridge. I'm following a map. This is back when you didn't have your phone to where you go in the app and it tells you where to go. You're following like AAA Triptych where your phone, okay, go here. This is where you're going. Full well not telling them I'm taking a moving truck and not looking at the 13.9 feet that I have to clear.
Those bridges.
The they're screaming and pointing and waving
clearance.
At me because of that.
Low clearance on those roads.
Other than that, F you with your food. Get in line. Get your order. Oh, it's nasty. I agree.
Yeah, no trucks on that road.
You know what's worse, man?
You ever been down there?
Madison Square Garden. You ever take the train down and get off at Madison Square Garden?
I don't know if I have.
Yeah, I've taken the train down in there.
Talk about rudeness, man. You want to talk about rude people trying to jump on a train or trying to catch a cab out of there?
Yeah.
People running, stepping on you, knocking you over. Disgusting. New York's disgusting to me. But then it has its nice parts. Like, you know, Christmas time, it's pretty down here.
Spent a couple.
So you can't.
Last time I was there, I spent a couple hours right in front of the NFL headquarters building with the Patriots tour bus parked out in front.
Oh, did you chain yourself to the
People were not friendly. People were.
I wonder why.
In fact, they went out of their way to be unfriendly to us. It was odd. I don't know what the problem was.
Fred in East Hampton's got a thought on the Patriots. Hey, Fred.
Yeah.
Fred, you there?
Fred's here.
Hi.
Hi. This message is for Bertrand.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, hold on. Wait for the beep. Beep.
Okay. For those Boston people who don't travel around the country, they don't understand how the rest of America feels. Boston is stuck in its own culture.
Absolutely.
Do you understand now, Beatle?
Elaborate. Please?
Yeah.
How old are you, Fran?
Look, I traveled around. I've been a musician for 45 years.
Oh.
Well, what kind of musical instrument you play?
Country, strictly.
So
and I was shocked when
music.
I heard Johnny Paycheck the other day. You guys were playing Take This Job and Shove It?
Yeah, I ain't working here no more.
Yeah, I know. That's what I told my boss when I retired.
Uh-huh. Who'd you play with? Who would we know
well,
some
you sound
of the people you played with?
Yeah, I had my own group.
Oh, what was the name of the band?
The Cadillac Cowboys. I played in all the clubs around New England.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, so, furthermore, I got to mention, I played also in Boston. And, of course, they really changed their culture. I learned to like country when I was in the hospital in Newton as a child. And furthermore.
So wait a minute. So as a child in Newton, you learned country music.
Yes, I did. I was able to listen to the old radio stations, WWVA, out of Wheeling, West Virginia.
Oh, yeah, Wheeling's close to me. I grew up in Pittsburgh.
I got to like country. And furthermore, I want to mention to you that Ted Williams came up to visit us when I was a patient at the hospital. And I got a chance to pitch to Ted Williams there.
Oh, nice.
All right, then.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
All good.
Yeah, we had a little playground there, and the kids... He came up to visit us.
Now I understand.
Now it's on you.
Now I understand.
How was the food at the hospital?
Now I understand.
No, he's gone.
Now I get it. That's for me.
I like the fact that when I asked him what musical instrument he played, he said country.
Is this the actual Cadillac Cowboys we're listening to right now?
Somebody called the Cadillac Cowboys, yes. southern beans. It's the biggest dang spread that you ever seen. Man, we're eating good now. We got shrimp grits and five kinds of pie. You never know when friends are going
to
stop by. But
oh,
if we don't say grace,
yeah, Zoe loves pie. Shrimp and grits is big in Nashville. Like, a lot of people are eating the shrimp and grits down there.
If you have five kinds of pies, though, you can have five pies on the table for your perfect meal.
This
what five
easy.
Pies?
I'm going apple, blueberry.
Nice.
Strawberry pie from Eaton Park back home in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Okay, just
strawberry pie.
Yeah.
Pecan pie.
There you go.
But that hurts my teeth because it's so sweet.
I understand.
And the fifth pie, I'm gonna throw pumpkin in there, even though I don't like pumpkin.
I think it's a great choice.
I would eat pumpkin over rhubarb.
I would, or
some fruit pie.
I'd throw a cherry pie in there.
Not a cherry pie guy.
Instead of the strawberry.
You know why? Because you screw the cherries up. You always put those maraschino cherries in there, and they're like too candy-ish.
Can I just offer up one thing? What about
meat pie?
How about a blueberry banana cream pie?
That's a different pie. That's a creative pie. Do you eat meat pie?
How about it? No, I do not.
Like a good meat pie,
no,
like the shepherd's pie?
No. That's sometimes.
Serious. Like,
yeah,
they have like a good meat pie with the flake pastry.
Chicken pot pie.
Delicious.
How about
chicken pot pie?
Hey. How about a
Harrow's chicken pot pie?
How about a key lime? Can we put a key lime on the table?
Totally forgot about key lime pie.
Idiots.
Jake and Haverhill. Jake.
Hello. I just got back from a 16-day road trip. And I have to say, Grand Rapids, South Dakota might be the nicest, happiest place on earth. And I don't understand why. They live in the middle of nowhere. And everybody's like, oh, tell me about your day. Well, it's like 7 in the morning. You're going down the elevator. It's just, it's unbearably sweet. It's like pecan pie. They're just like, grossly sweet.
Terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, you get back here, and everybody, you get into Logan at 10 a.m., everybody's pushing you, and they're like pushing children. It's like being home.
What were you doing out there?
Photos of, I went out from Minnesota out to Yellowstone and went across to different national parks. I went to Teddy Roosevelt.
Little Ansel
Etons.
Adams, huh? Look at you.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Why is he doing
black and whites there? Mr. Artiste?
Yeah, a little bit black and white film, you know?
Yeah. I like it. Yeah. Well,
he should go to Foxwoods and look at all the amazing colors.
We got an artist.
Look at the colors.
We got an artist. I like it.
Ansel Adams.
Take a picture of that half dome. Hello?
Now that sounds like something you could do by yourself and not have to talk to anybody.
Solitary existence.
Solitary.
Until you get on a elevator in South Dakota, and then you got to chat it up.
The hell are you talking to me for?
Mind your business.
Why are you talking to me?
Press a button. One, please. That's
L. Lobby.
That's going to be the extent of our relationship.
Didn't I get on the elevator here? Like, I don't talk to people. I'll press the button. Like, somebody be standing by the thing, and I won't say, like, seven, please. Then I'll just go press it because I don't want to deal with talking to the person on the
elevator. You just reach across and touch it.
That's a level of rude that
I'm starting to figure out that I'm more rude than I thought.
I didn't know you had that in you.
Especially with the restaurant thing.
Doug in Marblehead. Doug.
Hey, guys. The Hungry Traveler in Salisbury has a mean coconut cream pie.
And
as you guys remember me from before with the seals and the shack, my old man, we used to go out fishing for this. It is a seal pie up in Maine that my father used to make. A mean
What's
seal pie.
What's seal taste like? Is it
a seal pie?
A little oily.
Is it
seal
gamey
pie,
and oily?
Yeah,
fishy?
Yeah, you get he'd kill the seals and cut them up and make a pie out of them, man.
Yeah, I mean, you can make a pie out of really anything.
That sounds 100% made up. That sounds like something that never happened.
Pete and Avril, Pete.
What about Boston cream pie?
No, that's a donut.
That's a cake.
Well, that's more of a cake.
It's not a pie.
It's a cake.
A Boston cream pie. If you go, what's the restaurant downtown, Beto, that it serves the authentic Boston cream pie?
I don't know.
I was in there once. It's more cake than it is pie.
What's the name of that diner place that's open right over the expressway?
Denny's?
No. Right when you get into the Chinatown there. There's a diner. It's like open 24 hours. Tom, you know what I'm talking about.
Where is this?
Where all the kids go, like, after 2 a.m., there's a diner right there at the end of Chinatown.
Oh, right by South Station.
Yeah, damn it. It's kind of hip.
What is the name of it now?
Come on.
What about it?
It's supposed to be really, really good. They're supposed to have great pie at, like, 2 a.m.
Oh, all right.
Damn it.
Tied it in.
South Street Diner.
There you go.
South Street Diner.
That's the name of it. They've got good pie there?
That's what they say.
Who says that?
Kids that talk.
Kids that talk.
Like, you want to go out and grab something. We used to go to Howard Johnson's on the way home, right there by your neck of the woods there, in not Quincy, but where that Home Depot is.
Oh, and this, where?
There used to be a Howard Johnson's right there by that big lock building, safe lock thing.
Right there. Oh, where, right in South Bay.
Where we work now.
Yeah, by South Bay.
They used to, and we used years to have breakfast on the way home, 2:30 a.m. every time. And it was delicious. Doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Put a whole shopping center up now.
Yep. Hardy has headlines. One more segment of your calls. Today's takeaways at 150.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Something.
You gotta wear your lucky jersey, don't wash the lucky socks,
rub your ball 16 times. Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
Quincy. Zoe and I are just taking a look at some photos. Of
how many months ago was that when that person drove on the curb? Remember they parked the car? Remember in Quincy?
Where was that?
It was in Quincy. They drove like up on the sidewalk.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Quincy Beat.
Like crazy stuff
on the Quincy Beat
Quincy.
Today. A dump truck drove onto the top level of a parking garage and promptly collapsed the parking garage right off the Furnace Brook Parkway exit off of 93, exit 8. If you're familiar with that area.
Yeah. Get that guy to
there's
an
office building right off the exit. As you come off the exit on your left-hand side, there's a parking garage behind that building where they have a multi-level garage that if you come in from the street level, you're on, like, the top of it.
Yeah.
Well, a dump truck drove onto it and then fell through it.
Huh. We got the one of the guys that's connected, thinks he's connected to that Quincy thing. Yeah, he could keep going pumping tires at other shows. Yeah. Trying to get us on. Trying to get on
some Quincy idiot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We know your deal.
I'll tell him something about Quincy. Mark in Quincy. Hi, Mark.
He just said he was low on funds, so he's living in Quincy.
He didn't know this about Quincy.
Nice. I'd be so mad if I were one of these other cars that now can't get out of the garage.
You could drive around it.
If they let them.
Well, I'm sure they won't let that car get in there.
Like whoever has this Buick.
What are you can do? You can bring a crane.
There's some old guy that went in for a doctor's appointment, and now his car is going to be stuck there for days.
So you're going to get one of those magnet cranes, the ones with the big magnet.
I hope
so. And you take it in, and take it off, and just put it down on the road.
That's
how you get the crane in there, though. That's the only way you get in there is with a crane. Dude, that just
what
kills
are you
the
doing?
Entire structure.
Apparently,
that's not his fault.
Jim, you read somewhere that he blamed his GPS.
Yeah, the Quincy police put that out on Twitter.
This is like The Office when they drove into the lake.
Michael and Michael and Dwight were.
Remember Michael and Dwight drove into the lake because of the GPS.
They were giving out gift baskets. They had 7 gift baskets with all of Scranton's.
That's how they were going to keep the customers.
Get their old customers back. Right.
They drove into the lake. You remember that episode now, honey?
No, Michael. He's telling you to turn. Nope. Tell me to turn right here, Dwight.
Nope.
Make a right turn.
Right into the lake.
Boom.
Matt is in the car.
He
Matt
cast it too. He floated.
Hey, Zoe, I got a question for you.
What's up?
Is it cheesecake, a cake, or a pie?
Cheesecake.
Yep, cheesecake.
But
is
I mean, there are cheese pie. There's cheese pie.
Oh, is that a test?
You ever have a cheese pie?
I mean, do you want his opinion, or are you quizzing him?
It's cheesecake.
No, I need his opinion.
Oh, okay.
It's not really cake.
What would you say,
cheesecake.
Matt?
What do you think it is?
I think it's a pie.
Well, it's not really a pie because if you ever go to Cheesecake Factory and you see it, it's elevated on a flat dish, so it actually stands as a cake.
It's a cake.
Pies are down in a pan. If you're having a pie has to be baked in a pan. Or a cheesecake, I don't know if it's called a tort,
cake is made in a pan.
What's that tight? Nah, it's a tight.
It's made in a pan.
Metal, it's a round metal thing that snaps. There's a clasp on it. And you
it's
make
a
your cheesecake.
Pan.
A spring pan. Thank you, Jim.
Oh, wow, Jim.
Look at you, Jim.
Wow. Betty Crocker over here.
Yeah. Spring pan. Jim knows. That's an old Warwick thing. Oh, by the way, Jim.
Spring pan.
Why can't Friendly's work in Rhode Island? Last Friendly's closed in Rhode Island.
Friendly's aren't working anywhere right now.
I'm at the outlets. We've got one in Attleboro. They're flourishing.
They are dropping left and right, though.
Really?
Yes.
So it's a spring form pan, actually.
Spring form pan.
Cheesecake, according to many experts, due to its overall structure, the crust, soft filling, and the absence of flour is evidence that it is, in fact, a form of a custard pie and not a cake.
Well, I mean, there are people that bake their cheesecake in a graham cracker shell crust, which is in a pie form.
Yes.
But just because it has crust doesn't make it a pie.
I agree.
It kind of does.
When's
the last cake you had that had a crust? How many cakes have a crust?
Just because you put a bit of a crust there, a crumble.
Well, tell me about cake that you've had with a crust.
Tell me about a pie that doesn't have a top over it.
What do you call quiche?
Open pie?
Pumpkin pie.
Scrambled egg.
A good point. Key lime pie.
Key lime pie. You poured it? What, Jim?
Somebody brought up lemon meringue. I sweat a lemon meringue pie. Enjoy it thoroughly.
I don't like that stuff that gets hard on top of the custard. Those puffs.
Meringue.
Yeah. No. Not dealing with it.
The meringue.
I don't like the meringue.
And the lemon meringue.
If you give me just a lemon, I can eat lemon pie.
My uncle Stan was a cliff climber at Normandy. My great uncle Stan, right? I mean, this guy's real deal. Came home from...
That was going to be funny until you said Normandy.
Storming the beach, right?
Wow.
At Normandy, right?
Yeah.
Survived. Came home, was a cop in the city of Detroit for 30 years.
This guy's a badass.
Man's man he was.
Yeah.
Also made the best pie I've ever had in my life. Butterscotch. A butterscotch pie with a meringue topping. Oh, I miss that man for a variety of reasons, but chief among them, his butterscotch pie.
Wow.
That was something else, boy.
What do you call quiche, though? Is quiche a pie? Scrambled egg that fits neatly into
pie.
It's quiche.
Its own category.
Quiche.
But now that you bring it up, it's closer to a pie than it is a cake.
Closer to a pie than it is an actual cake.
Very much closer to a pie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I don't think there's any way around that.
Did we give this more than one segment than we were supposed to today on the original show plan?
It's like the hot dog.
Yeah, we did, but it's okay.
It's like the hot dog show where it kind of takes off on its own.
Yeah, things happen.
And
then people
one guy gets pissed right
Laura
to the
and Franklin is into it.
Dog.
Laura.
Hey, Laura.
Hi, fellas. How are you guys?
Laura,
good.
Just tell us you're digging the show today.
That was cereal.
I love it. I watch you guys and listen to you guys religiously. You guys are always awesome. So great. So
Thank
funny.
You.
But, Hardy, I am a chef. I wanted to correct you that the cheesecake that I make actually has 3 tablespoons of flour in it. So I don't know if that changes from a custard to a pie to a cake. So.
Well, it's good information.
That's great information.
Would you say that you are unique
in adding a professional caller.
In adding flour to your cheesecake?
No,
I couldn't hear you.
Is that common to add flour to a cheesecake, or is that kind of your own thing?
I think it's common. I'm a bone burner. I'm an entree chef, so pastry arts are not my forte, but I do them. The few things I do very well. I make a chocolate swirl cheesecake, and the recipe calls for 3 tablespoons of flour.
What are you wearing? I'm sorry. I mean, thank you for the call. Wow.
She knows her stuff.
I like her.
Today's takeaways are next. It includes a tribute to Cam, our intern. It's his final day today. Includes Zoe on Jimmy Garoppolo.
He's the kid that took credit for Sarge buying coffee, right?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah, we'll get to all that coming up. Today's takeaways are next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
They give.
Give it to me.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
That's sweet.
Hey, today's takeaway is brought to you by Wake Up 180 Weight Loss. And wants to remind you that life is a journey, not a destination. Get to one of the six locations today, newest at Government Center, awaken180weightloss.com.
Hey. All right, let's get to the takeaways. We start with this from Tom in Worcester. His contribution to the show today is a song about Zoe loving table talk pie.
My starts so like roast pie. He'll drive the Chevy into Worcester, boy, look at him fly. Apple pecan, blueberry, oh my. Scott Zolak really loves pie.
We want to have some pie left.
He hates sweets, but he really loves pie.
What's up, Joe? What's up, Tom? See, the cool thing about that, the Worcester tie-in with the Chevy, they go out to Route 20 in Charlton to see McGee Chevy Buick GMC out there in Charlton. Or you can hit him down in Taunton on Route 44.
Or go to Worcester.
Take my Chevy in there to Worcester.
Right.
Yeah, Charlton's by Worcester. Get a new Chevy and then go get some pie.
Or maybe get some new rims.
Get new rims, yeah. Expensive ones.
Do that too at $800 a pop.
Be careful with your rims, Artie.
Zoe on Jimmy Garoppolo today in the conversation of who do you want as the next quarterback of the Pats.
Hey, Jimmy!
I think Jimmy is a more athletic quarterback.
Jimmy couldn't jump at all before he got these.
I just think Jimmy over 12 guys.
Jimmy is pretty sweet on you.
Jimmy's already five plus into it.
Jimmy played pretty good.
I think Jimmy gets a little deer in the headlights at times.
Check Jimmy up.
I question Jimmy's toughness at
times. Jimmy might have a compound fracture.
I don't want this to come off as negative on Jimmy.
Jimmy holds grudges.
Jimmy is Jimmy, Jimmy's Jimmy, Jimmy.
Jimmy's gonna get you!
Said Jimmy a lot in that segment.
Hey, Jimmy! Hey, go
Jimmy.
See Jimmy. He's got the pace. Yeah. Jimmy will take care of
you. You son of a bitch! Jimmy!
I did take Stidham.
But you take Stidham.
I take Stidham.
Over Jimmy.
But you asked that, who would you want to follow Brady like 2 years from now? I'd take Stidham. I'd keep Stidham and groom him. And I think there's more on the bone there to chew than there is for Garoppolo.
I mean, to be fair, if I'm going to say it's too early to really know what Garoppolo is, it's really too early to say you know anything about Stidham.
Sure.
Right. But, okay, for a guy who we looked at in the first day at camp and said, that doesn't look like much, to somebody who almost immediately thereafter, started to impress, and yeah, that didn't have a great game in the preseason game number two.
Right.
You still see elements there of somebody that could develop into something. If you had to make a choice right now, who are you going to go with? Are you going to go with someone almost certainly is going to be a high-priced talent in Jimmy Garoppolo? Or are you going to keep Stidham and groom? Yeah, you'd lean towards Stidham. Why not? Feel bad about Hoyer at all? Or does Hoyer know what he is at this point?
Hoyer's a role piece. He knows his position in the
veteran state. Backup.
Yeah.
Okay.
Veteran backup. Also, it's Cam the intern.
You can have a nice life as a career backup.
You sure can.
You can have a nice life after football as a career backup.
You wish you could play now, like to what they're getting paid now, as opposed to when you played 20 years ago. Right. Hoyer's what, $3 million this year?
What's wrong with that?
Dollars.
You're not happy for him?
Brian Hoyer is so important that he counts as $1.6 million of dead money if you cut him. That's how important
Brian
Hoyer is.
Mad that you
That's how much money Brian Hoyer makes.
You're mad that they didn't pay backups that kind of money 20 years ago?
Yeah. Yeah.
I get that. All right. I can see why
he's told to know your place. Yeah. Look up Todd Collins' money. Yeah. Walpole kid.
Yeah, Walpole.
Yeah. How about Chase Daniel?
Right up the
Chase
road.
Chase Daniel made $21 million. Yeah. I don't think he's taking a snap in a game. No, he did. He played one game for the Bears last year. That's right. But Trubisky's going to rest.
Cam's final day was today, and we missed it. We weren't there for him.
UMass kid.
Very upset.
Yeah. Oh. Upset. So has Cam ever spoken on the air?
I think he has.
Yeah, when he came in, he gave me the coffee.
Yeah, he has.
Remember when Sarge brought me coffee and he took credit for it?
Yeah. Well, apparently this entire time he's been our intern, every time we either talked about him or showed him on the simulcast, he filed the clip away. Like, he recorded it and filed it away and saved it.
And did what with it?
I don't know. Just saved the clips. And then he tried to put it into some sort of montage for himself.
But didn't Carlton do that too?
And
didn't
then
Carlton used to film
his T-Bone
clips on Felger and
had Vance? To sort of clean it up and put it into some sort of goodbye montage that he helped create for himself today.
Oh, good grief. Goodbye, George.
Let's hear it. I want to hear it.
Goodbye.
That camera right there just made you more famous than anything you're going to do on Twitter today.
We just made you famous.
Oh, the intern.
The intern.
Turns me on. Kid's got some balls.
Well, he's tremendous balls.
Turns me on.
Kid's fearless.
Turns me on.
He's an idiot.
Turns me on.
You're like 14.
He's an idiot.
Kenny from Weir the Miller.
I say the intern.
He's an idiot.
Turns me on. Do that, UMass kid.
Yeah.
Man, that sums up his internship.
Wow,
that was impressive.
Is that it?
Jesus, Tom.
If audio
video,
could
video
give you
it's an, 5 minutes long.
I'd rather hear the 5 minute.
You
long
know what?
Version. Wait, so T-Bone cleaned it up from 5 minutes down to 15.
No, the intern
seconds?
Cleaned it up. We told him it was long, and then Tom cleaned it up from that.
You know when they show stuff on TV with a lot of flashing lights and they say this could cause a seizure?
Yeah.
We should have had that same warning for that audio. Good grief. The jump cuts in there, the back and forth.
Oh, my God. Audio seizure.
Like in an early Dennis Hopper movie. It's like it's like the LSD scene out of Easy Rider.
You can play it five more times before the end of the show.
What the hell?
Play it again. Play it again right now.
That camera right there just made you more famous than anything you're going to do on Twitter today.
We just made you famous.
The intern.
The intern.
Turns me on. Kid's got some balls.
Well, he's tremendous balls.
Turns me on.
Kid's fearless.
Turns me on.
He's an idiot.
Turns me on.
You're like 14.
He's an idiot.
Kenny from Weird Miller.
I say intern.
He's an idiot.
Turns me on.
Do that UMass kid.
Yeah.
We would have been better off talking about pies for the last 2 minutes. What are we doing?
Man, Dave came in and got that haircut. It was scalped. Looks like it was four.
Did we bring Feldman back to produce that for us?
Jesus, Tom. What, did you not want to do anything today?
Oh, was that Tom who produced that?
Yeah.
Oh,
Tom,
sorry,
cut
Tom.
It down.
Sorry, Tom.
I'd take it.
I thought it was good.
I cut that up while I was on the train coming in, too. I wanted to lay. What are you doing tomorrow, Beetle?
4:30 tomorrow. Patriots pregame. Right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub and across the Patriots Radio Network. Hardy will be with Arcan and Jones tomorrow.
Knock it out, Hardy. No negativity.
Enjoy.
Be positive.
I don't think I need to be here tomorrow.
I think you do.
Arcan and Jones? I think they'll be good without me.
Felger Maz are next.
Coming down with something.
I'm Michael Bryant.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I'm a liar and a phony. One of those no-good-nicks you keep running away from.
Maz.
I'm a man, Mel. Nobody's perfect.
Felger and Maz. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, then. Hi, everybody. How you doing? Felger and Maz here on a Wednesday. Got Maz alongside, back in the Maz chair. Murray in our update studio here in our Town Fair Tire Studios in Dorchester. Fellas, how are you?
Hello.
We're just going to start with some football. How do you feel about that, Maz?
Fine, I'm in, I'm on.
You okay with that?
I'm in.
And not just football. I'm going to start with a football topic that I think is maybe Patriots fans' least favorite, which makes it among my favorite. And I'm going to attempt today in the first hour of the program to reach some common ground with Patriots fans, or try and reach an understanding, because I feel perennially we bring this up, and perennially Patriots fans expose themselves as giant hypocrites. And I want to see if I can reach some common ground with Patriots fans. I can get them to come around and acknowledge what I'm about to tell you, and see if we can evolve a little bit on this discussion.
Okay.
And you know what that discussion is?
What's that discussion?
Strength of schedule.
Oh boy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.